Welcome to this latest edition of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. I'm Greg Tucker. Recently, the White House convened the White House Conference on Aging. Why is that notable? It was the first time it was held at the White House. One of the invitees, and we're very proud of our own Catherine Collinson, who was there, was the Transamerica Institute, which she leads. It's a conference that's been convened each decade since the 1960s with the goal of advancing action to improve the quality of life of our older Americans. And topics range from financial security to health care to elder justice to innovations and technology and how we can use all of our resources and insights to really better the prospects for those who are living longer than ever before. Catherine, give us some of the takeaways that you picked up at the conference, and I know it was a really insightful and wonderful experience for you.
Well, one topic of particular interest and concern is caregiving and the need for caregivers. Today, there are an estimated 43.5 million unpaid family caregivers in the U.S., including 34 million who are caring for somebody age 50 and older. And Greg, we've talked a lot about the aging population and baby boomers getting older as each day passes, all of us are, and the need for caregivers will only increase. And with lower birth rates, there are actually fewer kids and grandkids that will be even in a position to provide unpaid family caregiving.
I think that's very insightful. I mean, that's a really startling statistic when you consider that so many of us and an increasing number of us will indeed be called upon to help care for a loved one.
And then as we look into the future for people that may not have families or didn't have kids, which there are a lot of these days, who will be caring for them and where will they turn for care? As you really think about it and draw it out, it is a huge issue.
So what were some of the recommendations? I mean, what is happening? What are we doing from a policy perspective? Are we making it easier for people to take some sort of leave or are there tax incentives? What's underway?
First, just inspiring a national dialogue about it, because caregiving is a societal issue and it's a family issue. Opening up the lines of communication. Another aspect of it is employment. So many of us are working and may be called upon to be caregivers. How can employment practices be updated so that an employee doesn't have to choose between their livelihood and their job? And that can be accomplished through things like flexible work arrangements, telecommuting, structure of work assignments, or maybe shifting to part-time as necessary so that an employee doesn't have to give up their paid employment altogether to look after a loved one.
You know, I think it's fascinating that generations ago, people just expected to take care of their elderly parents or grandparents in the home, and they moved in together and they saw them to their very end. And perhaps we're seeing a return to that.
We may very well see a return to that. Multi-generational households are becoming more and more common these days. A bright spot is new innovation in technology. There's a lot of amazing things going on in terms of design and universal design, so that as we're thinking about our households and our communities, that they're aging friendly. They are designed with elderly people in mind instead of for them.
Catherine, thanks as always, and it's terrific that you and the Transamerica Institute were invited for this very prestigious gathering. That's all we have time for here on Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker.